good time.
Good time.
Calls are coming up. Tons of news. I haven't even got to yet. Let it roll, baby, roll. All night long. All right, so last year they passed a law that they're triggering Selective Service whether you like it or not. They're getting ready for the draft. You got Massey, the candidate running against him, saying we need the draft installed now. We can't wait. We got to go to full world war. Put the clip yesterday. Can't make it up. And you got a professor here out of Canada talking about this. You can look this up. Indeed, this all goes into place. Europe's fired up the draft again. They're getting ready. Here it is. Clip 58.
But America's always had a draft. But for the longest time, it didn't really care whether or not you actually signed for the draft. And starting in December, participation in the draft will be automatic, meaning that if you're between 18 to 24 in America and you're male, you'll be automatically put into the draft system.
From when?
I mean, from December.
This year?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
So between the age of 18 and 25, you think, and what does that really mean? Well, I've not really experienced that in my lifetime. So it means that if you're between the age of 18 and 24, either gender?
No, male.
Male, then you have to sign up for the army.
No, you already put into a draft.
Oh, you're already, okay, but you might be called upon.
That's right, it's a lottery system.
They're turning it on, they're CNN. Automatic military draft resignation, automatic military draft registration takes effect in December. Here's how it would work. Now they're telling us, oh, we're really doing this. This is really happening. And the same thing's happening in New Zealand and Australia and France and Germany and Sweden and the UK and Canada. Oh, and they're saying a bunch of countries have already passed it. Women are going to be drafted too. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that fair? Isn't that good? You too can be the target of a bunch of drones and missiles. So we're going to come back, hear a little bit from Carl Sagan on Flat Earth. I love it. Most of the attacks against me, they go, Alex Jones believes the Earth is flat and lizard people. That's other people. That's not me. No, we live on a globe, ladies and gentlemen. You look at the other planets and see it for yourself. Or the sun. But people don't trust anything from the system now, which I think is healthy overall. But then that doesn't mean that then everything is fake. But when you have an illiterate population that just wakes up to the fact they've been lied to, then they don't know what to believe. They have no idea. So that's coming up as well on the other side of this quick break. But the good news is all over the Western world, no one's not letting them have their gay pride parades, but governments aren't financing it because the BlackRock ESGs got cut off, something Trump got done, where the big central banks made everybody do this, and so suddenly there's no big events and no big parades and nobody's showing up, though the public schools are still trying to march the kids out during it and brainwash them. But we're moving forward, very positive things happening, thanks to all of you, and thanks to the left and the pedos pushing too hard. They've now really gotten a huge backlash going. So that's all coming up as well. Remember, the bad guys don't want anybody to hear this. They fight with the devil to stop it. So what do? You share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be right back.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, ultra DNA revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, even back when I was a super cheerleader for Trump, because overall, he was doing such a great job, I always made it clear, I'm not Make America Great Again, I am 1776. And it's the 1776 movement that I launched during the Tea Party that you helped me launch, that we launched together, that brought back true American values and ideas and our identity as a national, sovereign, Christian, free, free market, laissez-faire, expansionist, pioneering people. That's the spirit. That's the unifying spirit. A manifest destiny for all of humanity versus the communist, kleptocratic, neo-feudalistic, fascist, globalist system. And so, yeah, I'm great. Make America great. How about make America free again? How about make America virtuous again? How about get America back closer to God again? But I'm like, okay, MAGA, cute. Yeah, whatever, I support that. But I'm not MAGA. So when Trump said Alex Jones is in MAGA multiple times a few months ago, great. Because if you represent MAGA, with having foreign powers and foreign countries running us, and anybody in Congress who has a great voting record that disagrees with something wrong you're doing, you target them. Now he's going after Boebert, after MTG and Massey and the rest of it. Well, I don't want to be at your cool kid Jeffrey Epstein table over there with you and Howard Lutnick. You decided to get off track, not us. We've got Massey talking about the Epstein class and just how shocking the documents are, including documents public hasn't been able to see. Can you imagine, after the millions of things we saw, the pedophilia, the human trafficking, the torturing children, the cannibalism, what it was that was so horrible, more than 50% wasn't released. Can you imagine? And then the guy that was at the tip of the spear getting it done is the bad guy? But I see this phenomenon on X and Instagram and everywhere with viral videos, you see it too, where they'll look at some courthouse that's a beautiful courthouse and say, this is a million years old. Humans couldn't build this. Even though you can go to the records and see old black and white photos of being built. You see that weird phenomenon. And then you also see the phenomenon of the Earth's flat. Even though you can get your own private telescope and go out in the desert in a clear night and just hook a time-lapse camera up to the optical and sit there and watch moons and planets turn. They're round. Because when all this exploded and everything was molten liquid, in a vacuum of space, things go into balls. Just like with a welding arc, any welder will tell you, go, what's falling off that? If you get with a magnifying glass, what hits the ground is little tiny ball bearings. They're liquid hot when they're burning in the arc. They fall through the air. And by the time they hit the ground, a second later, they're solid and they bounce. The sun is turning. You can put a green filter on a telescope. You'll burn your eyeball out if you don't. You can aim it at the sun. And you can sit there with spots on the sun, that's solar flares, they look like spots, they're shooting out, like black spots because they're cooler than the sun itself because they're going out into space. And you can sit there over an hour and you can see that little black spot move because it's turning, it's rotating. You don't see in any telescopes out in space big flat pancakes floating around. And I'm not trying to get off on a jag about this. It's just, I constantly see in my feeds, you're covering up the flat earth. And why don't we fly off the planet if it's turning at 27,000 miles an hour? Why do you not fly out of a jumbo jet at 700 miles an hour? Because you take off slow. It's centrifugal force. Now, if the plane came to a stop in 1 second, you break your neck. But these people have no understanding, and it's so frustrating. But when you awaken the general public they've been lied to, there are a lot of ignorant people who don't have any facts, who know they're being lied to, so again, everything must be a lie. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Carl Sagan back in the early 80s explaining who first postulated in ancient Egypt that the world was round and that it took thousands of years for it to be proven. Here it is.
Here's a map of ancient Egypt. I've inserted two sticks or obelisks, one up here in Alexandria and one down here in Syene. Now, if at a certain moment each stick casts no shadow at all, that's perfectly easy to understand, provided the earth is flat. If the shadow at Syene is at a certain length, and the shadow at Alexandria is the same length, that also makes sense on a flat earth. But how could it be, Eratosthenes asked, that at the same instant there was no shadow at Syene and a very substantial shadow at Alexandria? The only answer was that the surface of the earth is curved. Not only that, but the greater the curvature, the bigger the difference in the lengths of the shadows. The sun is so far away that its rays are parallel when they reach the earth. Sticks at different angles to the sun's rays will cast shadows at different lengths. For the observed difference in the shadow lengths, the distance between Alexandria and Syene had to be about 7 degrees along the surface of the earth. By that I mean, if you imagine these sticks extending all the way down to the center of the earth, they would there intersect at an angle of about 7 degrees. Well, 7 degrees is something like a 50th of the full circumference of the earth, 360 degrees. Eratosthenes knew the distance between Alexandria and Syene. He knew it was 800 kilometers. Why? Because he hired a man to pace out the entire distance so that he could perform the calculation I'm talking about. Now, 800 kilometers times 50 is 40,000 kilometers. So that must be the circumference of the earth. That's how far it is to go once around the earth. That's the right answer. Eratosthenes' only tools were sticks, eyes, feet, and brains, plus a zest for experiment.
And that's how we have cell phones and cars and missiles and all of it. And that's how the ancients, then, when we finally got navigation in the last 600 years, proved it was round because they were able to navigate off the stars. Unbelievable. Just because the government and the media lie about a bunch of stuff doesn't mean everything else is thrown out, folks. This is what science is about. And I know most of the audience knows that, but I mean, I'm still worried about people that get really pissed off at me, even on the street sometimes. Yeah, you know it's really flat, you liar. I'm just like, okay, man. Can't help you. All right, I want to go to your phone calls, and then coming up, Bill Gates of the UN are really pissed. Their funding's cut off, something good Trump did. They got all these videos of them freaking out, basically almost brought to tears over it. So they're trying to launch these new pandemics. We also had the Pentagon over the weekend. Oh, we don't have any evidence, but we think Cuba's going to launch 300 drones at the U.S. Operation Northwoods, false flag extravaganza incoming. And Trump says he wants regime change in Cuba. And some will say, well, don't you want regime change? Yeah, but I don't want to attack U.S. cities and blame it on Cuba. I don't want to do Operation Northwoods. And I don't want to do what we did in Venezuela, have regime change and put the vice president who's a communist in and have no elections. And that's what the CIA's been meeting last week with the deputies saying, we'll put you in charge, get rid of Raul Castro, and the rest of all this stuff, so we'll replace one dictator with another. False flag alert. U.S. intelligence claims Cuba considering drone strikes on Key West, Florida, American military vessels in Guantanamo Bay amid Trump admin push for regime change. Now, that's an AlexJonesLive.com article, but you can go just type into search engine yourself. Pentagon warns of Cuban drone attack on Florida and on U.S. ships. There it is. Exclusive. U.S. eyes attack drone threat from Cuba. Axios, which is a CIA publication, and Washington Post and all the rest of them. So they're definitely gearing up that. Florida Key Sheriff urges calm following report Cuban drones could hit Key West. That is absolutely the pretext for U.S. invasion. And the CIA set up Kennedy with the Bay of Pigs. I just don't trust any of this. Cuban regime denies reports of possible drone attacks on Guantanamo Bay and Key West. That's the Navy base, and we got a lease forever on in Cuba and on Key West, obviously, in Florida. Wild stuff. And I noticed last night, because I love reading the comments, I get so many good ideas and tips. I got home, had dinner, hung out with the family. 9-year-old went to bed. My old mother kids are grown up, out of the nest. And I went in, was looking at the videos we posted from the show and checking those. And I saw a bunch of comments. You liar. Nobody's saying drones are going to attack for Cuba. There's no Operation Northwoods. You're a liar. But we do, you know, it's just like, come on. Come on. Don't be scared of information. Don't be scared of facts. It's like when Trump started a few months ago saying we need ground troops. The head of the army said don't do it, so he fired him. I noticed all the neocons were in my feed saying nobody's planning ground troops while the neocons are on TV promoting ground troops. They always want to kill our opposition. It's not happening. Nothing's happening. Go to sleep while they get it launched. Sleepwalking is in a total war. All right. Ellie, Daniel, Bruce, Christian, Amber, Dave, we're going to your calls right now. I'll take them in the order they're received. Holding the longest would be Dave in Idaho. Dave, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, Alex? Love you, man.
Hey, I'm only here because you guys support us. I'm doing great. Still in the fight. Thanks for keeping me here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Been watching you for many, many years. Hey, two things. One, what happened during all the campaign speeches? What happened to this whole statement that Trump used to say? We're going to be winning so much that you're going to just get tired of winning. You're going to say, oh, Mr. President, we just can't take the winning anymore. You remember that?
In fact, crew, pull up. He said it 100 times. Pull up Trump, you're going to be so tired of winning clip. And look, I don't want to be bashing Trump. We know the Democrats are far worse.
The point is,
my point is, we are supposed to bitch when we think something's wrong and still support the good things.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's just kind of ironic. It's like, well, wait a minute. And I said, no, I'm not tired of winning. I don't even feel like we've won anything yet.
Well, you're not winning with 56% increase in fuel since you got in. You're not winning with inflation off the chart. You're not winning with our credit value about to be dropped and the dollar plunging. You're not winning with Larry Fink so happy this war is going. That's not winning for you?
No, gosh, if that's winning, man, I'd hate to be losing.
Exactly. So where do you see this going?
I don't know, man. Something's happened. It's either one of two things. He's either losing his mind in some regard, or he's compromised. It's got to be one of the two.
Well, I know this, and I don't need to prove this. Trump said, tune into Mark Levin. He's what I believe. But over the weekend, I saw these clips, and I played them yesterday. But I was thinking about it last night when I was watching the rebroadcast. Trump literally repeats word for word what Mark Levin says. So he's like, we were in this war a decade, and this war 15 years, and this war 5 years. So this is okay, we're in this war. But they didn't close the Strait of Hormuz. And it wasn't at a point that America was about to go bankrupt if your financial plan didn't work. And you said you wouldn't do this war. So, but again, he's word for word. How the hell did we wake up with the no ratings, neocons being Trump's brain? Do you think that's because he's compromised or because somehow Mark Levin has hypnotized him? Or are they secretly married? Are they secretly a gay couple?
Yeah, there's something going on because this is not the Trump that used to be. Hey, can I ask you one other thing?
Sure.
What the heck is going on, man, with this chemtrail stuff? I mean, how come Kennedy? Nobody's involved. Nobody. Everybody's just put their head in the sand. Nobody will address this.
Kennedy started to look and said it's Department of Energy, which we already knew. It's a geoengineering program.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely adding to the jet fuel. And that's the main way the nuclei come out, and it is 100% going on. I see the crew pulled up one shot, but I mean this is nothing. I mean there's some new shots that have come out where it shows time lapse, the whole sky darkened by this, and then you have the CIA director for Obama admitting they were doing it, but then we're not supposed to talk about it. Absolutely, I mean they were supposed to. Kennedy said what last year? He said, oh, we have the documents. We're about to bring out a report on all this. Yeah, here's some new footage. I mean, look at this. And again, folks, I know the atmosphere. My dad's a pilot. I grew up in Civil Air Patrol. Okay, I'm 52. There was a Nobel Prize won for climate control to, quote, block solar rays for global warming in 92. Bill Gates gets behind it. By 95, they tried a Department of Energy program doing it. And I remember until the mid-90s, you would see ice trails, usually only in the winter and at high altitude, and they would form and disappear in a minute or two. These things come in at like 3,000 feet in the hot summer and immediately form and then turn into clouds and don't go away. That's not ice crystals. That's not ice crystals. That is artificial aluminum dioxide barium salts. Go ahead.
It says, no, that's just a conspiracy theory.
Well, how old are you, Dave?
I'm early 60s.
So you're a little older than me. So is your memory the same? You remember being a kid, an adult, until the mid 90s, and you asked your parent, "What's that?" They'd say, "Oh, that's ice crystals at 30,000 feet." Remember how they would disappear very quickly?
Yep.
Did you ever? Oh yeah, you'll see real ones. Exactly. You'll see real ones right next to other ones that don't go away.
And exactly.
And the other plane. Yeah, exactly. When you were a kid, or up until the mid 90s, when you're like 30 years old.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one stay up there for an hour?
Nope. Never.
What about 5 minutes? I never saw 5 minutes.
No, they're gone within a few seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. And it's just like, but again, you know, if you don't use the exact terminology, what is it, stratospheric aerosol injection or whatever they call it?
That's it.
If you say chemtrails, no, that's all fake. That's all nonsense.
Yeah, when you do a FOIA request a FOIA request for that, they go, that doesn't exist. It's not called that. It's called exactly what you just said. So, and then Bill Gates is on TV saying he's doing it. He's blocking out the sun. And then the CIA director admits they've been doing it. But he says, but we don't let the public to know because they'll sue. But then he goes on C-SPAN and admits it.
I don't know what's going on. When is this going to even be addressed out loud in public by Kennedy or somebody? Just say, hey, we're looking into this and we're going to do something about it ASAP. But it's just like everyone drags their feet. No one cares.
Here's what we know. This started about 30 years ago. And so the average 30-year-old has just grown up and think this is completely normal. And so that's like all this stuff. Those of us that are older literally have a brain trust because we remember when all this stuff was different. We have to get our testimonies on record for people and explain this to people, because the young people, a lot of them don't know because they've never grown up in a system that wasn't under this. Thanks for the call. And I'm glad you called about that, because I had that on the list today. They showed the new footage, and I was going to talk about exactly what you just talked about, so thank you for calling. Yeah, there's the new footage I said today. I mean, look at this. This was shot like last week. I mean, look at that. I got up, I don't know, it was about a week ago, and I went for a hike. I go out to all the fire department roads they built all over Austin where nobody goes to hike. Everybody goes to hike like, you know, a few areas, which is people everywhere. I go where nobody's at. You see huge rattlesnakes and eagles and everything else. And so I just randomly look on a map I don't even need to. I can just park on the side of a road and know there's going to be fire breaks and just go in the woods. And, you know, and I'm on county or city land, just hike this big two-lane, you know, deals. Awesome. It's total adventure. I go everywhere. And you'll find weird containment ponds and stuff. And it's government property, and there's no one there. And you go fishing, you're just jerking 5-pound bass out. I mean, it's just, if I had time, that's all I'd be doing. And it's like a 6-foot rattlesnake the other day. By the time it shot off in the woods, I didn't get any video of it. But why was I telling that story? Oh, it was out like a week and a half ago. And so I get out there when it's dark and the sun comes up and it's crystal blue sky. It was on a weekend. So I was going to do like a long ride. So I did like a 7-mile hike. By the time I get back to the truck, got out there at like 6:45. By the time I get back at like 9:30, the sky, and it's all low, 3,000-4,000 feet, is just solid chemtrail. And I mean, I'm watching this with my eyeballs. And it pisses me off. Now, I told the story. They had some county workers out there that keep those roads open in case there's a big fire. We still have fire breaks in Texas, unlike California and places who hadn't kept them up in 40 years. The fires just raced through. And so I see this truck drive out, this county truck, and it gets on the road. And I go, am I seeing this giant snake comes down out of the bottom. It's like 60 feet ahead of me. And I got an iPhone in my pocket. I'm like, I'm like, am I on acid? And it drops on the ground and then shoots off into the woods. And I mean, I could see the rattle on the end of it. Huge diamondback. That's cool. All right, let's go back to your calls. Let's jam in one more before break here. Who's up next? Daniel in Arizona. You're up next. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, if you remember that Jesus said, you have heard it said, hate your enemies and love your friends. Well,
that's not what Jesus said. Love your enemies.
No, he said, you have heard it said in the past. You have heard it said, hate your enemies and love your friends. But I say, love your enemies and pray for those persecuted. Right. So, you know, there was a system of thinking before that said, hate your enemies. So the New Testament is like a spirit-inspired take on the Old Testament, including New Testament doctrines. And the Talmud is the continuation of this earthly demonic wisdom. And so they have enemies from way in ancient times that they hate, okay? And one of them is called Edom. They redefined Edom to be the West. Okay, if you can look this up.
So, no, I mean Harrison, in my recommendation, made a documentary, 50 million views about it, and I've been talking about it for decades. And then now the rabbis, a bunch of them, say that the new Rome is America and the West, and we're going to be destroyed because Titus sacked Jerusalem in 70 AD. And so, yeah, they've got a big beef. Yeah, I know about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called in. You're telling me, oh, you can check this out. I know all about it. You must not listen to the show.
Yeah. So in their eschatology, in the Jewish eschatology, right before the Messiah comes, the West, or Edom, has a war with Persia, and both of them are destroyed. So in the mind of Bibi, that's what he's trying to fulfill. By misleading.
Yeah, did you see Harrison Smith's 20-minute documentary on this?
Well, I know that different points are touched on, but I'm not sure that the particular.
No, I'm not mad you called in about this. You're just telling me about it. I'm telling you I know about it. So I'm asking the question. Did you see Harrison's documentary?
Is it the one that he recently put out about, like, how Bibi said, like, one of the clips is where he's talking about how the Jews were defeated by Rome in the past, but in this time around...
Yeah. I just want people to know about the documentary. Hey, call Harrison. I forget the name of it. It's called The Eighth Front. The Eighth Front. Yeah, it's got 21 million views there. I saw it on, like, Instagram with, like, 40 million. Yeah, there it is. We'll come right back to you. Don't hang up. I need funds to even operate this network and to finish the new studios. Plus, the information's vital, as you know. The bad guys want us off air. They tried to move heaven and earth to get us off air. I can't do this without you. So I'm asking folks that have gotten the products and love them to remind you to get them again at thealexandthestore.com. And I want to talk to the vast majority of you that love the show, share articles, videos, great, but you never go to thealexandthestore.com. You're missing out not only on getting great products, but on standing up for yourself and your family in the future. It takes money, time, and energy to fight a war, and we are financing our war of truth, our information war against the globalists, having great effects because of your support. So I want to salute those that have supported us, and I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never bought any product. You're really missing out. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy effects, folks. All the products I sell you really, really work. That's why you just need to try them and see what it does. I'd start with methylene blue. 99% of people, more than that, I think it was like 500 people and 3 people didn't feel it. It's all on medical record, what it does, skipping the oxidation process in the cells. Does it act as a stimulant, but feels like a stimulant, no letdown. Then we have methylene red in the tincture and the capsule. The capsules are even more concentrated. It goes with methylene blue in an excellent way, but on its own is incredible. Methylene red capsules. And so these are brand new in the store right now, to 50% off. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day without relying on fake stimulant garbage. No crash, no junk, no watered-down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. And if you're a subscriber, you can get up to 50% off. You can cancel anytime, but it locks in to 50% off going forward. Cancel one click for free anytime. But 25% off for everybody else, introductory price. And then we got two big buy one, get one free specials that are only running until Monday. Buy one T3 iodine, the very best, purest iodine out there that is atomic and essential in the body. All the other iodines out there are bound to an element. You don't get full absorption. One of the biggest problems, just look this up yourself, over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. So many of the neurological disorders and diseases are caused by iodine deficiency. Even the so-called daily allowance of iodine is way lower. Nutritionists I've talked to and scientists say, so you need this, and it's the best iodine you're going to get. You can buy one bottle of T3 iodine and get another bottle absolutely free. You can also get Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster, great for children, women, men, old folks, you name it. It is incredible. The strongest, best detoxification formula out there, Ultimate Life Force. It's a big old bottle. I got one right here. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support, because I can't do this without you. And I'll just be quite frank with you. We're bringing in right now enough money to pay the bills and for the legal, you know, the levels always trying to shut us down. And that's not good to be on, you know, 10th of a tank. I need to be able to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts, and scale up and finish the new studios. And we're going to do it, but it's up to you. You are the game changer here. I need you to take action right now at thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You're really missing out. And again, regardless, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and the network at AJN Live on X and on Rumble. Here's the new address. Almost 700,000 followers in just 9-10 days. I want to thank everybody for doing that. Love Rumble. We're really going to partner with them. So many big announcements, new shows, more coming. Just get ready. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Daniel, go ahead and finish your points. I wasn't mad at you. I sounded irritated. Yes, I know what you're talking about. You were just asking if I knew about it. And again, there's a lot of different rabbinical teachings. There's, you know, hundreds of books that were written after the Old Testament, and I understand that Christianity is the New Testament, and that's what I follow, and it makes a lot of sense. Obviously, you see the whole world basically rising up against it. But it is true that a lot of the rabbis and what they call right wing around Netanyahu and the ones that commit genocide and all the rest of it say that because Titus sacked Rome, anybody in the West deserves to be destroyed. And they do believe that we're going to have a big square off with Iran, and then that'll actually bring us down. Then Israel will be the new superpower. We saw Netanyahu say that last week. He talked about, you know, Pompeo sent in Titus to do that, but you're a better Pompeo now. We're not going to get you. So, yeah, that is some of the bizarre rationale. I mean, imagine, you know, we talk about reparations. The majority of whites that immigrated here, our ancestors, weren't here when slavery went on, and only 2% of people that were here had slaves in the South. So the idea that whites should pay reparations for what their ancestors did, even if their ancestors did it, you're not guilty for what your grandpa did. But imagine you didn't even do it and your great grandpa wasn't even here. He was in Poland or Russia or, you know, Italy or something. How the hell do you do that? And then you've got a big rabbinical teaching. Everybody deserves to die because somebody in your ancestors did something to their ancestors. It's just crazy. So what is your summation on this?
Well, one of the points was that, you know, you will hate your enemies, right? So in other words, that there is nothing that we can do for the person who subscribes to that doctrine. There is nothing that can be done for them that will make them see us as their ally. There is no amount of good that can be done for them. They will always and forever see us as their enemy until their version of prophecy comes true. And so we have these people who, no matter what we do for them, will see us as their enemy and will always plot and plan our destruction and hate us. And somebody needs to tell Trump that Bibi is not doing him any favors, that Bibi, in his mind, he is bringing the Messiah by bringing about this eschatology that says Edom has to fight with Persia and they will destroy one another mutually. That is his plan, his intention.
Well, notice Israel struck on February 28th. That's that, Purim or whatever, when the Jews rose up and killed hundreds of thousands of Persians. So it's that was 2,400 years ago. It is, talk about a long beef. It is something else. Thanks for the call. But I'm going to take your call and tag it on the front of the 8-front war that Harrison put out, and we'll re-upload that to X. We'll re-upload that to Rumble. People need to see this for themselves because this is the rationale of some of the folks running Israel. They're doing this. You got a bunch of other rabbinical groups that say Israel shouldn't even exist and that it's the devil. And my only point is it's not some monolith over there. And I'm not an apologist. I mean, if I wore a Hitler uniform, I would be more popular right now. I mean, it's the hottest thing. People hate Israel. It's the most unpopular country in the world. It's done a bunch of bad stuff with its leadership. It's seen as the establishment of the establishment. So when I sit there and moderate it and say, well, you know, there's other things in the world going on as well, that's what Bill Maher said. And I don't agree with Bill Maher on a lot of stuff, but I mean, overall, he's like, why don't people care about millions of Christians getting killed by the Muslims in Africa? Because it's not Jews. Why don't people care about communist China and 3 million Muslim, Uyghurs in camps with their organs being harvested? Because it's not Jews. And so my only point is that I cover it all. I get into the Levon affair and the Liberty and make films about it and don't want Israel running our foreign policy. And I'm backing Congressman Massey and all the rest of it. But there is a weird spiritual nature to it where a lot of these Jewish groups are obsessed with themselves. They're the center of the universe. And the people that hate Jews, it becomes the center of the universe where if you even say, hey, let's look at China or let's look at what India is doing with, you know, flooding us or whatever. It's like, oh, God, cover it up for the Jews. And it becomes a way to, like, not be informed about other stuff. So that's my point, is that all I've gotten is hell from the Israel lobby and lawsuits and attacks and demonization and for opposing this war, Trump demonizing me. So I don't sit there and moderate that on Israel because I'm getting a little pat on the head from Netanyahu. It's because I am a Christian. I have the Holy Spirit in me. Certainly not perfect. I see through rose-colored darkly, but God's light, it was there. I see it. It shines through me, though tempered by my fallen nature. And I just call balls and strikes. And I'm not going to get down on some tribal level because don't like what the Israel lobby does. Nasty, terrible. But then I've seen the Nazi lobby, I've been under 32 years, constantly, you know, showing up at the studio. You better come out and say, kill all the Jews or you work for them. And it was like a weird cult of neurotics and all. They lie about stuff. And I watched the Nazis all fight with each other. And then the Southern Poverty Law Center runs them with the ADL. This is nasty, folks. This is nasty. And, you know, I know the truth about World War II. It's declassified. It was known then. Hitler made a deal with the rich Jews to not let other Jews escape unless they paid the rich Jews some of the money. Hitler would get 2/3. The Zionists would get 1/3. And they wrote in Zionist publications that we're not letting any Jews get out of Europe unless they come to us. That's sick. So you also have these ultra-evil mafia Jews, cult Jews, that control all the other Jews by creating the fear and funding the Nazis. And that's why in my 30-plus years on air, I knew that right at the start. Because I had all these top experts, former high-level FBI, you know, top generals, explaining how it worked. They said, listen, the Israel lobby and other groups control the white supremacists to create the problem to make then the Jews the center of the universe so that the rich Jews can control the poor Jews to hide behind what they're doing, and then the rich Jews get to cover what they're doing. And, man, the Nazis came after me and death-threatened me and everything because you don't expose the big secret. And that's why they act like, you know, they're against Soros. the right-wing people in Israel, but they're really not. It's all part of a dialectic. Just like Israel created Hamas and funded them, and just like our government helped create Al-Qaeda. And again, when I point that out, our government's created fake terror groups. The British did it before Israel existed. This is done. And I'll never forget, when I was having all the Liberty survivors on and making films about all this, they were saying, and the judge advocate general who had the secret trial said, you know, they talked to the admiral and everybody about, they sent the planes to save the Liberty, and McNamara comes on the sat link to the phone and says, you will turn the planes back. He turns them back. He sends them again. And then he says, I'm not doing it. McNamara says, turn the planes back. He says, I'm not doing it. Let's air for the president. LBJ gets on the link, tells him, I want that GD ship on the bottom. You're not going to embarrass our ally. Well, that's because LBJ parked the ship there to do it. Even the captain thought it was weird where they were parked and everything. It was a deal to sink it to blame Egypt to get into war with the Russians who were going to back Egypt, just like Operation Northwoods right around that same time a few years before had been planned. And the Nazis are like, oh, you're covering for the Jews. What? I'm having the people on that were there. They were in, it makes them just as guilty. I'm telling you the true story of what happened. But it's like, no, the U.S. government does not stage Gulf of Tonkin. It does not do Northwoods. It doesn't do bad. Only Jews can do it. And that's just mentally ill, folks. Okay? So I just report the facts. USS Liberty was a joint operation with the Israelis and the U.S. government to go to war with Egypt and the Russians, and then Israel will be given a greater Israel. And you notice the old plans and the new plans. It's the same crap over and over again. And now a nuclear reactor in the UAE got blown up. Even the UAE says the missiles didn't come out anywhere controlled by Iranians, not by the Houthis, not by the Hezbollah, and Iran said they didn't do it. Iran says they did blow up the missile base in Israel. Was that a false flag? Probably. So this is getting bad, folks. All right, moving on here. That is because I censor. We just gave a guy on the Jews 25 minutes. That's a joke. The other callers get like two. But let's go ahead and who's up next here? Bruce in Alabama. Go ahead. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Professor Alex, you're brilliant. I just listen to you all the time. I just can't believe how educated I am now because I've listened to you for 20 years. I'm 72 years old, a farmer, very southern part of the state in Alabama, Andalusia. And I have noticed over the past 3 or 4 years, the bugs have disappeared.
They have.
I used to be a truck driver a long time, and you'd go down the road 10 miles, and you'd have to stop and clean your windshield. Well, now you don't do that anymore. You don't have to. I noticed from direct observation that the bees are gone. They're dwindling. They're almost non-existent. And I wanted to know if you have. I listen all the time, but have you ever had Dane Whittington on from Geoengineering Watch?
We've probably had him on about 40 times, but in the last few years, he's very hard to get. Only one, in fact, Dane Whittington next week, please, or this week. I've only had him on like once a year now. He's very hard to get because he's so busy in scientific research and managing his huge wildlife preserves. But he is incredible. But I mean, here's the deal. I rode motorcycles when I was younger. All of it. Anybody knows driving around Texas. East Texas is like Alabama. It's like a jungle. You had to stop for a few hours to clean the bugs off. I can drive in the spring or the summer during prime bug time, and there's like 3 bugs on my windshield, bro, and all the studies show it, and all the farmers are seeing it. It is incredible. It's just everything's gone.
To it is that, Alex, he postulates that, you know, the HARP systems and the ionospheric heating that they're doing with some type of electromagnetic waves have caused these severe droughts, and that they're able to actually control the weather, and that that we're just not very far off from total collapse. So the AI, the data control, the crooked elections, none of it means anything if we can't get any food. Do you think, this is the question, do you think that it's because the magnetic poles are shifting that they're spraying all this stuff in the air to try and save
Well, first off, let me tell you the answer, because I know the answer. Again, even mainline universities, mainline scientific studies, we're putting them on screen, there's insect collapse in every Western nation. And it is the 5G, the towers mess up, different insects. They use magnetic lines and the sun to operate. It is also, I got big studies that when insects eat GMO crops, their stomachs explode. That's in congressional testimony. Then you get the aluminum dioxide poisoning the ground, the trees dying, also poisoning the insects. Whittington gets into that. The studies all over the Western world, you know, the aluminum is 30, 40, 50 times what it should be. And then you've got, as you said, more solar radiation coming in, which the chemtrails actually increase. They don't block it. And so the answer to your question is, I think you already said it. You have the answer. It is a cocktail of things. Hey, our IQs are plunging. Our life expectancy is plunging. All life on Earth is the oceans are dying. And you're like, wait, you're an environmentalist. No. The globalists kill the Earth, bring in their silicon life form, pose as the savior, say we can't have a car or a dog or eat beef, but they can have all their poison data centers everywhere that use. In fact, there was another clip where they came out, top professors, it was in the Sunday, or no, Saturday clips, I've never played it, and said we need 1,000 times the power. It gets all the power, we get nothing. So they're terraforming. The globalists aren't geoengineering. They're terraforming the Earth for this new silicon life form. Go ahead.
Well, the Alex Jones Institute is what I want to see formed. I mean, I know it's happening in real time right now, but you could charge big money for people to come and be educated because it's just brilliant, man. I can listen to you all day. Love you, man.
I appreciate you putting up with me. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very
much. I listen to you all day. We will do all of that, but we need the seed money to get the network back up. And they knew we were going to do all that stuff and bring in all the experts, and we're ready. But I've got to have your support. I've got to have you go to thealexjonesstore.com with the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, great collectible coins, knives, all of it. It is a full-time job just studying this. I'm not complaining. I love it. And it's a full-time job fighting these people trying to shut us down because they know we've got their ass. And so we'll get Dane Whittington on Geoengineering Watch. Great point. And thank you so much for your kind words. Before I go back to your calls, since we mentioned that, today's the last day on the buy one, get one free of our T3 iodine, the best, purest iodine, the missing link. I'm going for an hour about it. Just listen to me and get it, folks. Now, the iodine takes about 2 weeks to feel, okay? Methylene blue, 30 minutes. But it's just as important, and it does a lot of the same things, but in different ways in the cells. This is like at the base level of everything. If you're not on this, you're crazy. Buy one, get one free, thealexjonesstore.com. That is a massive deal. You can also buy one Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Boost Super Formula, the strongest out there. I mean, it is. And you buy one of those, get one free, or get one bottle of Life Force, get a T3 free, or vice versa. That ends tonight at midnight, thealexjonesstore.com. Bunch of other big mega sales are about to end. Methylene Blue Tincture, 40% off. Methylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Ultra DNA Revival, 40% off. Shilajit Caps and Gummies, 40% off. 35% off Methylene Red Tincture. Bovine Colostrum, MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off shirts, hats, hoodies, and that, I'm told, is ending tomorrow. There's a new Memorial Day shirt. The shirt says, we are because they were, and the hat says, never forget. It's got empty boots, you know, for symbol of veterans that died for Memorial Day. This is about honoring the heroes who gave everything so we could be free. Grab the new Memorial Day gear now, thealexjonesstore.com. But just look at what's in the methylene red. Let me just show you an overhead shot of your TV viewer. You can just search this yourself because I'm not going to get into it all. But riboflavin 5-phosphate, energy production, mitochondrial antioxidant support, migraine prevention. Pyridoxal phosphate, amino acid, metabolic neurotransmitter production, serotonin, dopamine. And it goes on and on. Mood and nerve support. Methylfolate, the highest quality B12, direct methylation support, DNA synthesis, brain mood, health, bypass common enzyme breakdown issues, methylcobalamin, energy, nerve, health, red blood cell, that's the classic B12. TMG supports liver, improves athletic performance, NAC, everybody knows about that, mitochondrial energy, brain cognitive support, nerve protection, antioxidant, uridine monophosphate, brain health, memory, cognitive support, works with chlorine and neuron membranes, CoQ10, everybody knows about that, mitochondrial energy, powerful antioxidant, heart health, cellular energy, and fatigue reduction, and it's the highest quality organic types. And when I say organic, not synthetic. It's an incredible formula. Discounted right now, ultramethylene red capsules. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. All right, let's go quicker through the calls because I had to censor that guy in Israel because I worked for him. I had to cover it up, give me 25 minutes, and you all get three. It's a joke. It's just the, no matter what you do, I'm not that guy, but it's just constant. We always have breaks for 27 years at the same time. Anytime I have a guest talking about Israel, we have to go to break. You know, breaks at 28 after, breaks at 58 after. You know where the breaks are. It's a cover-up. He did it again. It's like that low IQ anti-Semitism that Nick Fuentes talks about. It's enraging. And like the most retarded people that are like the leaders of it. And I guarantee you, they're on Netanyahu's payroll. So they always accuse me of it. They're getting paid by him. You know it. Find the biggest idiot moron they can hire him. It's smart. Who's up next here? Amber in Arizona. Amber on data centers. Thanks for holding. Amber, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I originally called about data center, but honestly, I'm going to ask a question that I'm pretty sure the majority of people want to ask because that's how we all feel. And I'm going to ask this in this way. What do we do? And I know that's an open-ended question, so allow me to elaborate. When I say, what do? You have the job of informing all of us, right? That is your goal, and you've been doing a great job for 30 years. But when we listen, when we finally come to light and people, however long it takes someone to wake up, when we get to that point, what do we do? Because there's so much that we can do when we're informed, but when there's a script that's written out for us that we know about, when there's informed consent that we know about, and you're one person and all of the issues seem so big, it's terrifying to people when they're like, wait, I know the truth. Sometimes people give it to God, but we can't just give it to God. We have to be an info warrior, a warrior for it. But what do we do when we go past the informed, informing and coming to light? Because it is overwhelming. What do we do?
Even well, listen, you have to study it. You have to inform others. I forget the exact Thomas Jefferson quote, but he said, if the public is educated in liberty and freedom, tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. There it is. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. There's another similar quote. But this is a process. The globalist and the Rockefeller Foundation and others, the British Royal Commission in like 1845 said, we want mind war. We want total control. The British Empire spent the equivalent of, you know, $80 trillion, $100 trillion or more on setting up this whole system. And so they've inculcated it all around us. They've taken over. We've been born into it. And so it's a lot to override. That's why you give it to God to then lead God and direct you. You give it to God and say, I'm going to do my best, lead God and direct me. You still give it to God, but then you ask God to lead God and direct you to do something about it. And if things seem horrible learning all this now, think where we were 30, 40 years ago when almost nobody knew. So it's a process. So don't get disheartened, but run for office, call into shows, write a book, grow a garden, just be a good person, be loving. Just your own self being good at a microscopic level in the larger politic, it all starts at the grassroots level. And so, that's what I set out to do. I knew about all these evil plans they had. I thought, this is terrible. People certainly want to oppose this. And look, we've given a run for their money. So they've come after us. So support those that are fighting the tyrants. I would say that. Support Thomas Massie. The whole system's after him. Support InfoWars. They're after me. Anybody being targeted, you know they're over the target. Does that make sense? Because they try to take out our champions. They try to take out the tip of the spear. And the next person that rises up, they take them out. We got to rally behind the people that are under attack. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I agree completely. Just for on a small scale, like small community, right? I really focus on that because when it does feel too big, you come back to focusing on where you are, small community. And I think I agree with you. I think that is extremely important. You don't ever wish upon the people that you care about or love or the world in general to keep believing in the quote unquote shadows as the truth. So I appreciate what you do, and I hope that we don't give up when it feels too overwhelming, because I hope everybody knows that.
No, you're right. You're right, Amber.
I feel like I do.
Thank you so much, Amber. Beautiful call. The biggest thing we can do, other than asking God to lead God into records, that's most important. And then God will nudge you and tell you what to do, the Holy Spirit, is go with what you can prove. Now, the enemy admits they're trying to shut us down, is flooding the zone when the earth is flat. It's all a simulation. Nothing's real. It doesn't matter. The devil doesn't exist. Good doesn't exist. There's no free will. You're just a machine. All that's a lie. You don't have any rights. You've all known our rights. Said, oh, you believe you have these rights? You have no rights. But he has rights. He thinks he's got rights. If you walked up to him, which I'm not saying do, and shot him in the head, you know, he'd want you to go to jail for that. Took a baseball bat to his knees. He'd be, I got rights. Can't do that to me. So everything they want you to do is hate yourself, give up on your sovereignty, give up on your connection to God. You don't just have a connection to God. God made you. There is no past. There is no present. There is no future. There is one unending moment in God's consciousness. And he created creatures with free will and our own consciousness, which is exactly what God would do. And now it's up to us to choose that path, and stuff's going to look dark and it's going to look bad because it's a test. Life's a test. You don't learn the answer till it's over. Let's come in with Limp Bizkit. We'll take a look around. Some real poetry. Life's a test. You don't get the answer till it's through. Now, some of us, let me just tell you, I am of the world, but not of it anymore. I'm in the world, but not of it. And I don't mean like I'm some priest or some great guy. I mean, I have courage. I love the average person. I'm not a bully. But I have, you know, thinking about what I want to do to people, and I'm lustful, and I'm, you know, I definitely, God put a lot of high voltage in me, a lot of ports, a lot of receivers. I can tune into the devil. I can tune into God all day long. Sometimes I got to reverb, and I'm like, oh, I catch myself, you know, with a little bit of the old devil going up my spine. But at the end of the day, I'm still pointed at God. That's my master. That's my boss. But man, my dreams now, I mean, it's just, because that's a whole higher dimension, other dimensions. It's, I'm gone. I'm not even here anymore. Yeah, I'm dead right now. Every night is like 10 lifetimes here. The adventures, the understanding, the codes, the answers, not just here, but other species, life forms, worlds. I mean, it's just, I'm just like, wow, this is insane. I mean, I've only got my toes stuck on this planet now. I'm barely even here, folks. I've already moved on. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F*** that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.